In a blatant violation of the Wildlife Protection Act, hundreds of sharks are killed along the Orissa coastline, threatening the marine environment of the region. Man's greed for shark fish is threatening to upset the delicate marine ecosystem in Orissa. Fishermen scour through the 480-kilometer-long coastline of the state, home to 27 varieties of shark, which fetch a fabulous price in the market. Even though sharks are protected under the Wildlife Act, fishermen are lured by the commercial value of these marine species, which yield liver oil with high vitamin content.
Shark fishing is gambling. We have to go deep into the sea for shark fishing. We have to spend over 5,000 rupees for the fun, for trawlers, etc. And then also, if we don't catch any shark, everything is lost for us.
The government has warned us not to catch shark fish. But what can we do? We depend on the sea for our livelihood. We cannot survive without fishing, and shark is the only costly fish in the market.
One large shark can fetch the fishermen anything from 30,000 rupees to 40,000 rupees. Authorities say rampant fishing of shark has adversely affected the marine ecosystem of the region.
Targeted fishing of shark has picked up for the last 4-5 years. Sharks being the top carnivore in the marine ecosystem, they are very important. Their population is very important for the whole marine ecosystem. So we are losing sharks very fast. And we have noticed that the sharks are being killed for flesh, they are being killed for fins, they are being killed for liver, they are being killed for cartilage, and these products are being taken out of the state and then exported to different countries. So this is a very serious threat to the shark population in Orissa.
In 2001, the government had declared all the species of shark as endangered and had accorded it the highest level protection, equal to that of tigers. But a few months later, most of the species of the fish were taken out of Schedule 1 of the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. Poonam Dagar, ANI.